the Ronald McDonald House does a lot of good, and a lot of good in the city of Fort Worth. Of course, what Ronald McDonald House does is it's a place to stay and to be fed and be comforted while your children are in hospitals and having, in some cases, pretty horrible things done to them. Ronald McDonald House in Fort Worth's big success, so much so, they've hired a chef. They've had a CEO for a good long while. Jennifer Johns is the CEO of Ronald McDonald House in Fort Worth and joins us right now. It's good to have you with us.
Thank you so much for letting me join you today.
So, when I saw that you'd hired a chef, I said, well, that's just unusual. Except that I realized, I mean, you're feeding three meals a day to a lot of people. It never occurred to me that you needed a chef.
Well, yeah, we, since the inception of our organization, probably over, well, we're celebrating our 43rd anniversary this year in Fort Worth. And shortly after we opened back in 1981, we started a volunteer program called Meals from the Heart. And it is our largest volunteer program, and groups from the community have come in and prepared meals for our families all these years. And the program has grown as well as our facility throughout the years. So we saw a shift in that, shift in the support during COVID. And we just feel very strongly about providing three meals for our families. Mm-hmm. And felt it was time to hire a chef to help us with that.
So you haven't been there 43 years, I know, but medical care has changed a lot over the last 43 years. And it seems like more and more cases, people are not staying in the hospital as long as they used to. Have you found during your time that hospital stays are being shortened at all?
Well, you know, it really depends. So we have 57 family bedrooms at our house, and last year in 2023, the average length of stay was 24 days. So that was a significant increase.
But these are like cancer patients and really serious issues, right?
Correct. But sometimes we have families that just stay one night. Maybe they're here for a checkup or something like that. And then others are here for an extended period of time while their children are receiving treatment in the area.
Can you always accommodate everybody?
Most of the time, however, this year we have been extremely full. And what that means is maybe there's a day where we have one bedroom available and we have six or seven people on the list. And so generally when that happens, we can get families in within a day or two. But sometimes we are not able to. If they're only scheduled to be in town for a couple of days or something like that, we're not able to. So that speaks to the growth as well, in terms of the number of families that our hospitals are treating these days, and sometimes the lack of space to lodge them.
Well, and that's really what I was going to ask you about, because the growth of the area, well, the whole state, but our area, it seems like our area in particular, we've had this tremendous in-migration, and also then people are moving out. I mean, areas of Tarrant County have been developed to the north that never were developed before. I mean, all through Alliance and everything else, and down to the south too, off to the west. You're serving a much bigger area. Can you do that with only one facility?
Well, we will likely be considering growth here sometime later this year. So stay tuned for more information on that.
Well, I'm sure the demand is there. So are you tied to the hospital or to a hospital, or is it hospitals, plural?
Yeah. Really, the only qualification to stay at the Ronald McDonald House of Fort Worth is that a child that's being treated is age 21 or younger. So, of course, our main partner hospital is Cook Children's. Yeah. They are the hospital that refers the most patients to us. But we also serve families from THR, from Baylor, JPS, and really we can serve any family from Tarrant County, if you will. So we are open to any and all that are wanting to stay at the Ronald McDonald House while their child's receiving treatment.
So what about funding? My gosh, if you've got people staying there for 3 weeks and you're feeding three meals a day, and then there's siblings and you have to entertain the siblings and provide bedrooms for those, tremendously expensive. Where's all the funding come from?
Well, from our fantastic community. We receive funding from area foundations, organizations, individuals, You name it. Our community is very supportive. We host two large events each year, so some of our funding comes from that. And then oftentimes we don't charge for families to stay here, but sometimes they make contributions towards their stay. And also, you know, our largest corporate donor is McDonald's. So we receive a lot of support from our area owner operators and from the community who contributes when each time they go to McDonald's restaurants.
So was this start? I mean, this is for, I had no idea that you'd been, that Ronald McDonald House there had been around for 43 years. Was it Ronald McDonald House 43 years ago?
Well, we started out, actually, the organization was called Friends of Children. But then when the house opened, we transitioned and became a Ronald McDonald House. So we are a global organization. Pretty much every city that has a children's hospital, you'll find a Ronald McDonald House for families to take advantage of.
So do you get help from the hospitals too? Because, yeah, I mean, you're a tremendous asset for the hospitals. And hospitals compete for business too.
Yes, we do. We receive wonderful support from our partner hospitals. They realize the importance of keeping families close while their children are being treated. So they're wonderful partners.
Now, let me go back where we started with. I'm curious. I would see your chef's name is Ian Salivan?
Salivan, uh-huh.
And so where do you find a chef for Ronald McDonald House?
Okay, so we were so fortunate to find Ian. We posted the position, and Ian applied, and he has a long history of serving in facilities, treatment centers and the like, and in a retirement community as a chef. And he decided that he wanted to make a shift, and not that the work that he was doing before was not meaningful, but he really wanted something that the mission really spoke to him. And he came over and interviewed and cooked for us, and was just a perfect fit. And we are so fortunate to have him as part of our staff.
And I mean, you're cooking for the patients too, I guess. And I would imagine there are some special dietary concerns that must make a challenge.
Sometimes there are, and Ian pays very close attention to that, and oftentimes we'll adjust the menu for that specific child or that specific family. So it's just wonderful, because oftentimes in our prior plan, so, you know, volunteer groups, the program is called Meals from the Heart. And the way it would work was a volunteer group would come in, you know, friends, families, coworkers, you name it. And they would plan the menu. They would do the shopping and the prep, and they would prepare the meal for the families. But right, it was generally, you know, one meal. So Ian is able to tweak that, and, you know, with his vast experience also, he's able to create such a varied menu, and it's just wonderful that our families know now that in the past, when they knew they could usually count on dinner prepared by a meal group,
right,
it's three meals a day. And it's just, you know, imagine being at the hospital all day and the worries and the stress involved, and just being able to come over and have a nice meal and not have to worry about that. It's just such a wonderful blessing.
Well, and you all do a wonderful job, and comfort at a time when people really need it too. So we'll check back with you. I sense a capital campaign in the future, so maybe we can help you kick that off.
Thank you.
As your community keeps growing and it's necessary, I would think.
Yes, for sure.
All right, Jennifer Johns is the head of Ronald McDonald House of Fort Worth. It's good to have you with us. Thanks very much.
Thank you so much. And may I just say, if anyone is interested in learning more about our chef program, we would invite you to visit our website, rmhfw.org, and find out more about how you can come and experience the mission and prepare and serve meals alongside Chef Ian.
Sounds like a great idea. For more of our conversation, go to krld.com/CEO. I'm David Johnson, News Radio 1080 KRLD.